You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. And yes, like that dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time, I like to say. Hey, listen, this is a spur-of-the-moment thing. So a moment ago, somebody who we follow each other on Twitter, we talk to each other once in a while, good dude all around, Chris Reed is the co-host of the Will Anderson podcast and Will Anderson Show, the podcast they have together. He's also a retired trial attorney, a contributor at Newsmax, very politically astute. And so, listen, I'm getting him on here because he just sent me something via social media. A poll, a new Quinnipiac poll that came out today. It's got some interesting findings. I thought, you know what? I could just sit here and opine about it myself, but he's the one that sent it to me. So let's get Chris in here and see what he has to say. So without further ado, Chris Reed, thanks for calling in, man.
Well, yeah, it's great to be here. And the poll was very interesting because it basically showed that it asked the question if what was going on in Ukraine was going on in the United States. 68% of Republicans said they would stay and fight, whereas only 40% of Democrats said they would stay and fight. So the overwhelming majority of Republicans said they would fight for their country, but 52% of Democrats said they would leave the country. And I think it just kind of goes to show that there's a patriotism among the Republicans that just doesn't exist among Democrats. In fact, there was another poll that showed only 30% of Democrats identified that they were proud of their country. So the parties are just so far apart right now, but yeah. Even on issues such as defending your country, there's just no parity between the two parties.
Well, it wasn't that long ago when we had Michelle Obama still as First Lady of the United States, and she said that for the first time she was finally proud of her country. I mean, they just have different. And by the way, I know some good solid Democrats who are also good, solid Americans. I mean, they love their country. They just believe differently on social policy or on fiscal policy or both. But nonetheless, yeah, that's an amazing. This is a Quinnipiac poll, by the way. This is not some kind of fly by night push poll. This is a real deal, nationwide, pretty broad spectrum poll. Am I correct?
Yes, and so it's definitely not by like a right wing group. The findings weren't surprising. But it was actually Britt Hume that kind of promoted this on Twitter. It's not getting a lot of mainstream attention, as you can imagine. But it definitely is in line with the way the Democratic Party is going. And like you said, yeah, I know a lot of Democrats, too, that would align with that 40%. But the party is being run by the fringe left. I mean, 96% of Democratic senators are basically leftist Marxists. We've got two that really aren't. And so if you actually look at who's elected to the House and the Senate for the Democrat Party, it's so far left, it's really hard to see why anyone that was a sane and rational person would want to vote for a Democratic candidate, with the exception of maybe Joe Manchin in West Virginia. But other than that, I mean, it's really shades of Marxist, and it seems to be getting worse. And, it's like Joe Biden refusing to open up American energy, despite the fact that oil just hit $4.06 nationwide. If we would open up Keystone and some of these federal drilling sites, that would go down almost immediately, but definitely within the next few months. But yeah, we're currently negotiating with Iran and Venezuela to get oil from two basically terrorist and communist countries.
Oh, it's unbelievable, and buying upwards of 670,000 barrels a day from Russia as we speak. So listen, there were some other things in this poll. I mean, I found it interesting. So number one, even though it's Quinnipiac, which is not always known for being what I would call a conservative pollster, nonetheless, they are still considered to be a national level pollster, and they show Biden's his negative still sitting in the 30s. So he was at 37 a month ago. He's at 38 according to their poll now. He's really still sitting there rock bottom by comparison to other presidents at this point in their terms.
Yeah, I mean, he's historically one of the least popular presidents in the last basically 50 years, with the exception of right at the end of Bush's term and then Richard Nixon when he was about to resign. But it's only he's only been in there for a year, so these are historic negatives, and he has a media that is completely on his side, academia is on his side, entertainment's on his side. So even with all the headwinds that should push him to 40-50%, he's in the 30s, and there's a lot of talk about him announcing he's not running again after the midterms. I think that's probably likely because he just doesn't have the support even in his own party. I think 70% of Americans said they do not want him to run again, and that includes a significant number of Democrats.
Well, you can tell they're sweating right now at the top of their ticket because they recognize that not only do they have him, but then they've got Kamala Harris next. And so do they go ahead? I mean, they're trying to bolster her right now. They're sending her back over to Europe. They're trying to give her some street cred, see how she handles things. But I got news. If she doesn't perk up soon and quit laughing in the camera when they ask her hard questions, then she's not going to be the top of the ticket either. And they don't have much else in the stable. I mean, right now there's still been talk about pulling Hillary Clinton out. But I look at that and go, you know, okay, please don't throw Republicans in that briar patch. But well, listen, there was a couple other things in here because, you know, and by the way, we're seeing him from afar. So what do you really know? But Ukrainian President Zelensky, man. His polls are through the roof right now. Like 2/3 of Americans have a favorable opinion of him just based on the way he's handling things as far as we can see from afar.
Yeah, he's doing an amazing job. And I think part of it is we respect courage. Like when the CIA offered to get him out of the country,
yeah,
and he said he wouldn't go, he needs ammunition. So I think we see a leader that's willing to risk his own life for his people. And it's something that we don't really see from American leaders. And so I think the Western world is used to seeing cowards as elected leaders, and they see a guy that's willing to put his life on the line, willing to fight for his country. And it's actually really refreshing. So even among Republicans, Democrats, his favorables are extremely high, as they should be, because this guy is willing to put his money where his mouth is, and he's very good at communications, too.
Yeah, he's not about his money. He's putting his life where his mouth is because he is target number one. He says that, but I believe it's true. I mean, Putin wants him out of the way. Putin would like to see his body dragged through the street, and so it's going to be something to watch. But speaking of Putin, he's also in the poll. So right now, 60% of all Americans in this Quinnipiac poll believe that Putin is likely mentally unstable. I don't know if that's true or not, but man. That's a scary thought. Having a guy with nukes who is literally politically unstable, mentally unstable, would be an amazingly difficult situation.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to know. A lot of people that are experts on this have said that he's grown more and more isolated over the last 2 years. He was paranoid about COVID, and the only people around him are just yes men who only bring him good news. So it's a very dangerous thing when you think about Russia's nuclear stockpiles and the fact that, you know, he's acting erratically. Now, if you look at some of the polls in Russia, done not by the Russians, so we wouldn't trust those, but by NGOs, he was sitting at about 60-65% approval in Russia. But I think if they were to take a poll now, that would go down significantly. The only problem is that he controls the media to such an extent that a lot of Russians aren't aware of the bad news that's going on. And they're being told that they're fighting Nazis and that Ukraine is a nuclear power. So he has totally shut down the opposition media, and that has allowed him to remain favorable with his people, which is very dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, there's a report out today, which, by the way, is a violation of Geneva Convention. So I want the Ukrainians to just really chill on this whole idea of trotting their prisoners of war out in front of cameras. That's not supposed to happen. However, that being said, there was a Russian battlefield commander that was taken prisoner today, and he was sitting there, and he was basically saying, yeah, I'm really, and you know, granted, coercion, we don't know what's truth and what's not in terms of what he's being forced to say, but nonetheless, to hit your narrative, he was saying, we were told that we were coming over here to be liberators, that we were going to be fighting Nazis, and we're finding out now that's not true, so I'll take whatever punishment's due to me now for taking this course. And yeah, it's going to be interesting. Hey, Chris, man, this is a cool poll. Thanks for bringing this to my attention. I appreciate it very much, and thanks for the short time hack on calling in and talking it through with me.
No problem. Anytime. Y'all have
right,
a good
man.
Day.
You too, bud. That's Chris Reed. All right, Copper, go ahead and move us to a break. We will go back to this topic when we get back. Ukraine, what next, what now? Interesting to look at and say, wow, So in this Quinnipiac poll, Republicans say overwhelmingly that they would stay and fight for their country, 55% of them, while only like 40% of the Democrats say they would. That's weird. All right. Your country's under attack. You do what you got to do. And if they're on your soil, you defend your soil. That's the way I see it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.